Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast Dishing with Stephanie's Dish. It's the Minnesota Maker version today, which I'm excited about. I had a podcast called Makers of Minnesota that I still have bookmarked, but I've kind of moved away from weekly talking to people in the maker space. But when I saw that Dana Thompson had a new product, I knew I had to speak with her. Welcome to the program, Dana.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to talk to you about this.
Me too, because you have been someone in my food life that every time I meet you, I think, oh my gosh, what an amazing woman. I need to spend more time with her. She's so cool. And then, like, life happens and I don't see you for a while. And then I see you again. And for people that don't know, you were very instrumental in putting together Awamni and the Indigenous Food Lab. And I just really thought that you were very thoughtful about your participation in that. And when I experienced being at the restaurant, I just always saw you working so hard. And I just wanted to say thanks for doing all that. You helped create a place for Indigenous people and products. And I'm glad to see you're remaining in that space.
For sure. Wow. Well, thank you. It really means a lot to me to feel seen and to have that acknowledgement. It is, I have no regrets,
Of course
like
not. Yeah.
all of that,
It led you to here.
everything that I imagined happening happened.
So, okay, as we talk about your next step, so you've created a new botanical beverage called Hetty. So, I love the packaging design. Did you work with someone on that in particular? Because it's very beautifully designed.
I found a designer that I really worked well with and got along with really well. And I really wanted to I tried to find an Indigenous designer and wasn't able to. And so I worked with a woman that I absolutely love. And I just really wanted something that was very botanical and really clean. When I saw the other THC beverages on the market, they didn't seem as thoughtfully put together as I would want. And I really wanted to create something that had a lot of elegance and dignity.
It totally was accomplished. When I look at the packaging, so Hetty is a low dose hemp derived THC CBD beverage based in plants, obviously, but it's very beautifully designed. It looks like something that I would drink and maybe feels a little less aggressive than some of the other packaging I've seen.
Yes, exactly. I really, from my marketing and branding background, for this, I felt like there was a hole in the marketplace. As I was looking at the THC beverages, and I have loved THC my whole life, pretty much, grown up on the Iron Range,
Sure. Where did you grow up?
and Hibbing.
Okay, because I have a cabin up in Ely.
Oh my goodness.
So when
Okay.
you say Iron Range, I know it's not exactly, but it's somewhat close.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. Yeah. I moved to Hibbing when I was just about six, five. I was 5 years old. And then I moved to Duluth by myself when I was 15. So
Wow.
I know the whole Northland, like the back of my hands, and I know the plants that grow up there, and that's Anishinaabe territory, and I
Did
love
you
it
live
there.
when you moved at 15? Did you go and live on a reservation or?
No, I moved to Duluth actually for their choir program because I was a musician and I needed to move away from home because I had my dad was really very sick. He was mentally ill, and I'm writing a memoir about that right now. And
Oh, wow.
just for my own sanity, I had to get out of there. And so my mom helped me get my own apartment in Duluth, and so I really feel like Duluth is like the beginning of my healing, my journey onto the healing path. And Duluth really influenced a lot of these flavors because there's so many cedar around. I couldn't put Highbush cranberry in there, even though I tried so hard to see if I could find a source for that. So I just used the regular Wisconsin cranberry, but the northern Minnesota is extraordinary, and this is what I want to celebrate. I mean, this is why I made the beverage, because for me, I'm working all day long in front of my computer, and what I'm thinking about the whole time is just wish I was outside. Like, I just need to go for a walk, or I need to take a trip this weekend and get to the river or whatever it is. And each one of these flavor profiles is intended to transport you to a place in nature.
Can you talk about each of the flavors? Because they were pretty unique.
Yeah, thanks. I love them all so much. So River Path is blueberry and rosehip, and we actually put a little bit of salt in there as well. And it's, you know, it I was imagining kind of what plants would be growing along a river path as you were
Yeah, it
walking.
sounds like a July afternoon.
Exactly. Exactly. And then Woodland Edge is, I think, my favorite flavor. It's cedar, maple, and wild mint. And I love making cedar maple tea. And I started thinking about walking through a path and go, like, you're going to go into the forest, and then you just stand on the edge of the forest, and the things that are growing around you are, you know, you're looking at the cedar, you're looking at the maple
I
trees, and
love
you've
it.
got
Yeah.
mint growing along the ground. And so this one's really special. It really reminds me of kind of a champagne in a sense, but it's super nutrient dense. You know, it has a lot of vitamin C and flavonoids and antioxidants, and it's just really good for you. So they're all full of electrolytes. We also have meadow catnip,
Okay.
which is wild mint, lemon balm, and dandelion leaf. And
Which is
all of
kind of
them,
bitter.
it's actually not bitter. I kind of wish it was a little more bitter, actually. It's an interesting flavor. I have to get you samples. They're all plants that kind of calm your parasympathetic nervous system. So it's
Yep.
not going to put you to sleep, but it just kind of takes you down a notch.
Okay.
And it's very, very, very mint and lemon balmy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
you have one final one.
The final one is Marshland Harvest, and that is cranberry, black currant, and sumac.
Okay, that sounds delicious.
It's so good. It's so good. It's like it's not too sweet, and that's one of the things that was the challenge when the THC market was kind of coming into Minnesota, is I was trying to taste all these different things and figure out what was my favorite, and I couldn't find one that wasn't too sweet.
I
And I
think
don't
they
want
use
a lot of
sweet to
sugar.
mask a lot of the flavor profiles, maybe because sometimes you're getting a little bit of a dank. So I think they overcorrect sometimes with the sweet versus leaning into more of the earthy side.
Yeah, maybe that's true. I can't taste any hempiness with my product at all, maybe because it's so low dose.
And
And
talk
I
about
well,
that. Because we're
yeah.
seeing, so when the hemp and THC product drinkable products first came out, it was a lot of 5 milligrams. Then we saw like more flavor forward 3 milligrams, people that maybe wanted to have two if they're in a tap room or layer. And then now we're seeing kind of 1% or 1 milligram where people like then can have a couple at an outing.
And so I chose three because I really wanted it to be like a glass and a half of wine.
Perfect. Yeah.
I can't have more than five. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
And I'd like to kind of take things just little with a little toe in the water. And I just wanted to take the edge off. I want to be able to have one of these while I'm having a work meeting with different colleagues, or, you know, hanging out with my daughter after work. You know,
Yeah.
I don't want to get all messed up.
Yep. And I
And
think that's been really so. I'm of a certain generation that when people smoked pot, you know, they were the burnouts, and that wasn't really what I did. But alcohol was just like, oh, yeah, like everybody drank, and that was perceived as like okay, which is weird looking back on it. Here we are today, and I still have so much internal bias about THC products that I'm really working towards kind of unpacking for myself because it feels very much like plant-based medicine, if you think about it in that regard. And it's not, I'm so afraid of it still. I have never actually, I've had a million opportunities. I literally have probably 22 THC canned beverages in my closet right now, and I've never taken them. So I feel like yours, honestly, maybe you, and then there's another guy named Alex Weber that has a product called Cherub Shrubs that
Oh, nice.
also I could see maybe. So, Dana, I'm just confessing, you might be my first experience here.
This is great. I can't wait to hear what you think if you venture in. No pressure at all.
I feel like I'm going to because I feel like my fears aren't founded in reality, really. And it's just, if I don't love it, I don't have to do it again. I don't know why I'm sitting over here on the sidelines, but I
Well,
do.
it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to feel guilty about that.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a kind of intense person too, though, so I feel like I'm basically either 110% or I'm flat out on my back sleeping. So I feel like this actually maybe could be something that I might enjoy as just a way to like unwind, because I'm always highly wound.
Yes, me too. I'm made of the same fabric as you. And these really do help me sleep well. Like I don't really have problems sleeping well, but sometimes I have a problem getting to sleep because of the non-productive circular thoughts that continue in my mind.
Indeed.
And so when I drink one of these, I'm out like a light. It's pretty awesome.
How hard has it been to go to market because we're getting into a surprisingly crowded space now? There's a lot of these types of beverages.
It's true. I'm learning this new marketplace and I'm feeling like every day I get more confident about it. I can't tell you how many people have stepped up and shared their stories with me or shared their insights and have been interested in helping, and it's just been incredibly humbling, and I'm building this whole new community, which I feel so excited about. I mean, it's amazing. And I want to circle back to one thing which applies to your question now, which is that people our age were programmed by the war on drugs,
Yep, for sure. Nancy Reagan and I were BFFs.
and so those are deep neural pathways built into so many people. And so the crowded marketplace is one thing, and that's why I, by design, made these the milligrams that they are, is because once people try this, I think that it's going to really resonate with them about how alcohol has played a part in everyone's lives. It's so much about being social. It's so much about like working ourselves to the bone and then wanting to just kind of let the steam out at the end of the day. And I believe that this is going to be an incredible wine replacement, especially for women. A lot of men have been purchasing the beverage, and I think they're going to like it too, but I really think that women our age are going to enjoy this.
Okay, that makes me interested because also I think like, there is so much more information about the effects of THC and hemp, and the just say no war on drugs hasn't been super effective, let's be honest. I think people are trying to find ways to be more holistic and in their own bodies, and plants certainly have that. I love the way that you approach it. I feel like this is such a weird thing to say to you, but I feel like you like could be like the person who I would trust to take me on this journey.
Yay. Oh my gosh, I would love to. It'd be such an honor.
Yeah, just because I feel like I know like you have done so many things. You've been so successful at so many things. I also know as a woman in business, it's hard to get recognized. So I feel like I kind of have a kindred spirit with you there. And just like the idea of coming from a traumatic background, growing up having family issues, our family is just rife with them. And yet, you learn from all that and you have to kind of embrace that core of who you are and find a way to dig out to be on your own at 15. I feel like I was in some ways on my own at 14. I did live with my family, but we had so much dramatic stuff happening. It was sort of just like, and then when I was 18, I just left for good. And you look back on those experiences and you embrace them because they make you who you are. But I think like to my daughter, like, just like, wow, Like you're young. Like she's 24, she's still young, you know what I mean? Still figuring it out.
Yeah.
When you grow up in those environments, like you just have to keep moving forward.
You know, I'm writing a book right now about my childhood because my father was investigated by the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension twice, and he was a policeman both times.
Wow.
And then he was convicted of multiple felonies and put in a mental hospital. And then things started to get interesting.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. My husband's the Minnesota Book Award winner
Oh
from
my goodness.
last year. Yeah, and he's a
Wow.
writer too. So I feel like we have that in common too. Just that challenge of, writing is a hard endeavor as well.
Oh, that is, it's really hard. It's so hard. Takes so much vulnerability
And a lot of
and
discipline
discipline.
too. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
so much discipline.
a friend of mine, I would get frustrated with my husband because there's just days where he's sort of in his brain and
Yeah.
cycling through self-doubt and all of the stuff that happens. And my girlfriend said to me, she said, he's an artist. His method is words, but make no mistake, like you are married to an artist. And that requires a certain amount of patience as the partner. And it has really helped me to see his writing as his art, and therefore creating the same amount of like angst that you might see an artist have. It makes total sense.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, unfortunately, my writing process doesn't involve a bottle of whiskey like I
Yeah.
always in my mind imagine it should.
Yes,
Doesn't
like,
do
Ernest
me any
Hemingway
favor.
and sitting on a beach in Key West.
Right. Right. Yeah, so but the traumatic childhood, and I think my overachieving and my workaholism is definitely a trauma response, and I
Yeah,
think you
mine too.
probably resonate.
Yep. And I
Yeah.
guess like there's worse things in the world than to be an overachiever, right? But it has its own challenges.
It
As we
does.
look at this crowded marketplace and you trying to make your way, are you being distributed? Are you going to be in restaurants? Like, what's the primary way that people can find Hetty?
Yeah, well, I want to be in all the on-premise because I really do believe that this could be on the wine list.
Yes.
And so I'm negotiating with my distribution options right now and have had so many amazing people reach out to me, and they're really excited to be part of it and to help. I'm really learning what that is like
Yeah.
what the restraints of that are or what the benefits are. It's a lot to learn. So we have been selling a lot on the website, just teddyproducts.com. And we're selling a lot of the variety packs, which is great because I want people to be tasting them and having
Yes.
tastings with their friends and stuff so that they really understand the flavor profiles, which are so carefully curated. But I've had like a lot of co-ops email me and a lot of different people texting and saying reaching out on LinkedIn, like, we want to do it. Like just this morning, someone's like, I'm a co-packer in Colorado and we really want your product out here. And my question back to them was, what is the legislation right now for on-premise?
Right.
I'm going to be focusing on Minnesota to really learn the business landscape. I'm not gonna go too fast. And then once I really feel like I've got my arms around Minnesota, then I'm going to choose another state. I'm not going to try to hit everything at once. I'm going to be really careful about where we go. My understanding right now is that the legislation, ironically, is looking very good for us in Georgia and Florida.
Yeah, interesting.
I know. I would never, when I first started this journey, I never would have imagined the Southeast would be my people, but it's looking like it's hospitable.
Yep, that's excellent. Yeah, because you would think just like Denver and Seattle and Portland and.
Yeah. So Denver, I believe, does not have on-premise right now.
Right, right.
They're being really kind of goofy with their laws, which is so ironic because they have had so much history in the marketplace. Washington has a 37% cannabis tax,
Yeah.
which makes it cost prohibitive. And I don't know what the logic is there. In California, you can only sell in dispensaries.
Yeah. It's going to be different, and I think it'll all norm out, but it's a process of, I think it's going to be 5 to 10 years, really. Just like it kind of was, and some of the states, just looking at the laws for even just us changing our liquor laws as of recently, a lot has happened in the last 10 to 15 years.
Totally.
It's a cool time. Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to try it. It's super fun to have chatted with you, and I wish you luck on Hetty. Again, I'll put a link in the show notes where people can get it. And you and I will have to have coffee sometime because I feel like we could have a good time together.
I would love that so much.
Thanks so
Please.
much for being a guest. It's awesome.
Thank you for
Okay.
having me on.
Oh, absolutely. We'll talk soon. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.